Hello friends, welcome back to another off-the-cuff ramble with me, FPL Mez. This is episode 7, and in episode 7 I'm going to be discussing with you how my game week 4 went and what I have planned for game week 5. There was plenty of bench jam and a huge roller coaster that we all had to navigate during game week 4. So grab your drinks and snacks, go for a nice walk, enjoy the episode. What a wild game week. Honestly, I had a really good game week in general. However, I was not expecting the points to come from where they did. So I set up my team, I thought, really well, and made 2 free transfers, was really happy with the team that I had, was expecting points to come definitely from elsewhere. But boy, it was a roller coaster. And yeah, it was pretty, gosh, there was just so many highs and lows throughout, you know, the game week. But before I show you my game week 4 team, where I landed anyway, I'm just going to speak to my bus team. So there was a couple of things that I was thinking about in my bus team. So just, you know, for the audio listeners, very quickly, my game week 4 bus team included Henderson in goal, Gabriel, Trent and Robinson in defence. I had Jota, Rodgers, Smith Rowe and Mo Salah in the mid, with Mo Salah being captain in my bus team. And then I had Haaland, Isak and João Pedro in my bus team, as well as my forward line. And I had previously been thinking about benching Porro, and I would have had Winks and Johnson on my bench as well. And Bentley in goal, who I was not expecting any sort of, you know, playtime for him. In terms of my transfers, I had been thinking, so I had Kwanzaa in the team still, and thankfully I didn't have the third price drop on Kwanzaa. And so I took Kwanzaa out and was thinking about bringing in Trent or Robbo, ended up going with Trent. And then I took out Havertz, very sort of hesitantly took out Havertz and brought in João Pedro. Some of the pre-game week thoughts I had were around, you know, do I captain Mo? Do I captain Haaland? It was always going to be a bit of a close call. And if you caught my off-the-cuff chat with Bucks last game week to preview game week 4, I was very much undecided. And so, yeah, that was always going to be on the fence. The other on-the-fence decision I had to make was whether to play Pedro Porro over Gabriel as well. Now, judging by my thumbnail, I think you can take a guess how things went down. So my final game week 4 team ended up, so this is the team that I played. So it was Henderson in goal. I had Porro starting ahead of Gabriel just because of the attacking threat. And I just thought it's a home fixture for Spurs, so that makes more sense. I then had Trent and Robinson in defence. I then had Jota, Rodgers, Smith Rowe and Mo Salah in the mid. However, I switched my captain over from Mo Salah to Haaland. So my forward line, I had Haaland, Isak and João Pedro. And so on my bench, of course, the only change that I made there, of course, was switching the captaincy, but also benching Gabriel ahead of playing Porro. So that's where I ended up going. And honestly, I was expecting points coming from Liverpool. Let's face it, Liverpool played awful. I mean, they had a couple of like good moments, but in terms of like, I guess that's like a slightly biased opinion there as well. They didn't play that great. I wasn't happy or impressed with how we played against Forest. It should have been a lot easier that match, but Forest just turned up really well. They were playing a low block as well. And for some reason, we just were not able to cut through that defence and get some returns there. So whilst my transfers were awful, actually, I'll show you my transfers. So my transfers were awful. You know, I brought in Trent, brought in João Pedro, and you can see that I hit sort of -1 points there in terms of my transfers. So Havertz, you know, obviously outscoring Pedro, and then Trent only getting 1 point there. So not ideal whatsoever. But in terms of how the game week 4 ended up, it ended up pretty well for me. And look, I'm not going to like over sort of think how, you know, I celebrate my game weeks, like the highs and lows and all of that kind of thing. If you've heard any of my streams or my videos previously as well, I've not had, you know, such a good start to the season until now. And last season especially, I had a terrible start to my season. And I'll talk more about that a bit later. But for the audio listeners as well, so I finished on 60 points for the game week, which is a pretty decent score. I was really surprised that the safety score for me was 59 points. Again, I was expecting that to be a little bit lower, maybe. I'm not sure, you know, but I guess like there were a lot of managers who had players that just got multiple returns. So Saka obviously got a return, would have been a popular pick in many, you know, teams as well. Although I did see that many managers had got rid of Saka, you know, going into game week four. But yeah, look, my overall score was 45 points, and then I got massive bench jam with Gabriel coming off the bench because João Pedro did not play. So I got an additional 15 points there, which got me a whopping total of 60 points. And, you know, in terms of gained points, it was only like plus one, but it meant that I got a green arrow and it took my rank from 22K previously to about 18.5K in game week four. So I'm very, very happy with that. Now, pre-subs, had I not had Gabriel on the bench, I'm not sure if I would have had it any other way, to be honest. Like my bench order, if I show you my game week four team, I don't think I would have put Winks ahead of Gabriel. Maybe, I mean, you could argue that, yeah, you want to play your attacker ahead of the defender. But I think given that it was the North London derby and it could have gone, you know, any direction, I was actually expecting more goals. So given that there weren't as many goals, it was a bit of a surprise. So I don't think I would have had it any other way. So I think Gabriel was always going to be my first bench. So, you know, from that point of view, I don't think, you know, I would have, it would have been bench jam either way. I think João Pedro not being in the squad was a massive surprise. Initially, when I heard the news, I thought, shit, is he going to be on the bench and he's probably going to come on later for a two-pointer or something like that. But yeah, he was not in the squad entirely, which meant that, yeah, my first sub was just always going to come on. So I think I knew what was going to happen. I just wasn't confident about what the returns were going to be like. If anything, I thought Pedro Porro was going to get more returns than Gabriel. And obviously, Porro and Gabriel have got good attacking threat as well, set pieces, and we saw that, didn't we? So, you know, Saka got the assist, Gabriel got the header in, really happy with that. I wasn't really watching the match. I managed to catch some of it. It was all on at a very late hour, so I didn't manage to catch, you know, the match and the goal live. But yeah, it was really, it was a really juicy match, I think, when I started watching it. In terms of game week rank, as you can see there as well, my game week rank was very, very low. I mean, 2.6 million for a game week, you know, rank is really, really low, I would say, especially because like the last couple of game weeks, I've been sort of, you know, 200,000 to 300,000 sort of game week rank. So that just goes to show how well so many managers had done this game week. And, you know, the safety score being 59 makes a lot of sense as well on reflection. In terms of like my team, so just to kind of tell you how many points I got in the team, and for the audio listeners, Henderson got me a whopping one pointer. I'm really not happy with having Henderson in goal, and I can't wait to get rid of him now. Every time I think that Palace maybe will keep a clean sheet, it's just not happening. So yeah, it's been a bit of a roller coaster there. Trent, of course, got his one pointer. Not happy with that. Again, sort of, you know, would have expected some returns there. He's definitely due a return as well. I think I was chatting to someone on Twitter about, you know, they were thinking about captaining Trent, and I was reflecting on the moment where, you know, I'd captained Trent, and then it was the following game week that he got the big haul that Gabriel got this week as well. So yeah, I wasn't keen on the captaincy, definitely not. But also I was just conscious about Forest playing reasonably well, and I know that they'd had slightly easier teams that they'd played against in the first three game weeks. But I think from that perspective, I was tempted to just captain Haaland. And obviously there was a lot of speculation around whether Haaland was going to play or not, you know, with the death in the you know, close family friend. So there was a little bit of, you know, yeah, I guess a concern there whether he was going to play or not. But I think, you know, from that perspective, I thought, well, my vice captaincy is going to be on Salah. And if he doesn't play, he'll probably not play entirely. I doubt he'll be sat on the bench and then coming on later. He may as well just, you know, start from the get-go. I think Robinson was probably the most frustrating point because right up until, I think it was minute 94 or 95, he was going to get a clean sheet there. And all of a sudden Fulham conceded and the clean sheet was gone, was very disappointed. And I think it was at that point, watching some of the matches on like Saturday night or, you know, early hours of Sunday morning, that I realised that this was going to be an abysmal game week and probably not going to go down well. So I should just, you know, manage my expectations and lower my expectations with how the rest of the points were going to go. And of course, Haaland got a brace and was very happy with that. Very glad that I captained Haaland there as well. So yeah, that was really good, and very disappointed that Mo didn't get much. In fact, just to reflect on that moment a little bit, Mo just didn't play well at all. I mean, Liverpool didn't play great, but then Mo just didn't look on it. He just did not seem like himself. Of course, you know, there were internationals before that. So, yeah, I guess like everyone was a little bit exhausted. We had a lot of players playing in the international matches as well. So, yeah, it's going to be interesting how we shape up against AC Milan this week and, you know, for the UCL. So, yeah, a little bit concerned about that. So, yeah, let's see how that goes. But, yeah, a little bit disappointed how Liverpool played overall. And then, of course, you know, we knew that João Pedro was not going to play, and Isak. And I got rid of Havertz to keep Isak for the next two fixtures at the very least before I think about, you know, wildcarding in game week 6 or maybe even a little bit later, depending on, you know, how things go. So, yeah, I was really disappointed that, you know, I didn't watch the match, but I was very disappointed that he came off during halftime. And yeah, and that was basically the end of that. So, yeah, not ideal whatsoever. So, as mentioned, Gabriel was the absolute star of my team. A lot of bench jam there, really happy bench jam. I'll take it. But there was a part of me, and I think like those that were replying to my tweet this morning when I posted how my game week went, I had a lot of people sort of go, you know, well done, and I really do appreciate it. However, I just felt like I didn't really deserve it because I was never planning to. I mean, I was in my bus team, but I wasn't really planning to play Gabriel. So I feel like whilst it was bench jam, like it's good bench jam, really happy with it. It made the difference between, you know, finishing at, let me just get to the right screen there, finishing at 94K-ish. It meant that I was finished at 18.5K roughly. So yeah, I honestly couldn't complain from that point of view. I'm really, really, I feel like it's really cheeky, and but I'm really happy with the outcome. And it just goes to show that how much of this game is about luck. There's just so much luck involved. And, you know, if anyone says, oh, no, it's all skill, that's bullshit. You know, there's so much luck involved. And I feel like I've had a really good start to the season, and so much luck has been on my side as well. So let me just kind of chat through some of my post-game week thoughts as well. Actually, before I do that, let me just jump up here. This was a bit of a surprise. So my differentials, usually I try and sort of post or try and work out, go straight onto Live FPL and have a look at who my differentials are going to be and who my threats are in the team. And this time round, really interestingly, I didn't have any threats in the team. So that was a bit of a surprise. And obviously Gabriel was a huge differential, you know, plus 92%. That's a huge amount. Henderson, I didn't have high expectations anyway, so that was quite high as well. And then Jota, which was you know, very disappointing with how Liverpool played overall, and Jota could have easily got, you know, more points. In fact, in previous matches that Liverpool have played against Forest, Jota's been one of the highest, you know, scoring players for Liverpool. So yeah, very disappointed from that point of view. But it meant that I didn't have that many threats, which then made me think, was my team very template? And maybe it was. So I think this time round I had something like over 100 clones. So, which was also a bit of a surprise given the previous game week in game week 3, I only had maybe one or two clones. So yeah, really interesting to see that. I think like my differential or my team rating was about 70 something percent, like moderately differential, I think it said. So yeah, really interesting to see that. And you can see here as well that how tightly packed, you know, the ranks are still. So, you know, don't want to go too much into that at the moment. I think like if you've not had a great game week, rest assured you can definitely make up that time and the points as well. So yeah, I'll come back to that in a little bit more detail in a moment when I sort of share with you where I was last season around this sort of time. I like to look at FPL Optimize as well, just to kind of get a bit of a timeline reflection on how things have gone. And you can see here, this is where, like, if I just move that there, actually, that's where the bench jam kicked in. You know, it was just around that sort of mark. But otherwise, yeah, I think it was just barely doing okay. And I was on a massive red arrow until, yeah, I guess the clean sheet started kicking in for Gabriel. And of course, he then got his goal. So, yeah, that made a huge difference there. So really happy with that. In terms of my post-game week thoughts, so just going down here, my transfers were very meh. Not happy about my transfers whatsoever. Yeah, we've got two, like we can now roll up to 5 free transfers, which is amazing. I just don't see myself getting to 5, free transfers at all. I had 2 free transfers going into game week 4 and I used both of them up and they were crap. So it just goes to show that, yes, whilst that's really handy, you can just, yeah, I mean, kudos to you if you have kept your transfers so far and you played your wildcard. There were so many managers that played their wildcard in game week 4 as well, which again was a bit of a surprise. I think joint or similar to the highest number of wildcards played in, you know, a single game week so far in FPL is what I read somewhere. So yeah, really interesting to see that. But my transfers were pretty shit. So I feel like I wasted them, or maybe not, because I'm going to play the same players. I'm obviously going to play Trent and I'm going to play João Pedro in the next fixture. But yeah, really disappointed that I didn't get some of the instant returns that I expected to get from the transfers that I made. So in terms of captaincy, really happy that I captained Haaland. It was a bit touch and go. I was genuinely, you know, thinking about Liverpool captaincy and Mo, of course, but look, Liverpool were pretty disappointing. And then, you know, coming down to the last couple of thoughts that I had around, you know, what do I do about Isak? So, you know, I kept Isak ahead of keeping Havertz, and Isak's been pretty disappointing. So yeah, I'm not too convinced. The question is whether I get rid of him now and bring someone in, despite sort of Isak having a good fixture in the next game week, or do I just, you know, wait until I wildcard and just hold on to him, or what do I do? And do I want Watkins? Because Watkins looks really good. He got a brace, and of course, it's a bit of recency bias there as well. So maybe it's a bit premature to bring in Watkins right now. I've got Rodgers in the team. Is Rodgers covering Watkins? Not so much right now. He's not looking that great for FPL. So yeah, not too sure what to do there. In terms of Arsenal's defense, I think it's needless to say that Arsenal's defense is pretty elite. I'm really happy with how they looked, and you know, you can see over here that one of the killers of my team was Raya, and you know, it got me a loss of like minus 2.73 points, which isn't ideal. So I think there's many managers who have got Raya in the team, and of course, you know, they may have so Gabriel being such a differential meant that a lot of managers had not, you know, removed either Gabriel from their team or didn't play or had him further down in the bench and didn't get the bench points there. I was quite surprised with how much gain I got from having Gabriel coming back into the team through auto sub. But moving forward, I'm thinking maybe double defense with Arsenal players is the way to go. So I'm not sure if I want to go with Havertz. Yeah, there's a couple of other sort of good forward options that are emerging. So yeah, maybe not going with Havertz and having double Arsenal defense is the way to go. I probably won't do that before the City fixture, so we'll have to see how that goes. But that's probably going to be the toughest fixture that Arsenal have throughout the season. So, yeah, it'll be really interesting to see how they shape up. Will there be lots of goals, or are we looking at a 0-0 or a 1-1 or, you know, 1-0 kind of a draw? We'll have to see how it goes. In terms of wildcard, I think in my previous stream and video, I was thinking maybe I can hold off on wildcard for a couple more game weeks. I'm not too sure, actually. So I think I might sort of pause on that and just reflect when I hit game week 6 and make a decision after the game week 5 deadline has passed and see how, you know, my team shapes up during game week 5 as well. But yeah, I think there is a couple of good openings as well, and I wouldn't mind holding on to my wildcard a little bit longer. But I do have a few players that feel to be problematic, so maybe I play my wildcard around the game week 6 mark. I don't want to be sort of, you know, I don't want to corner myself to do that. So I'm going to play as though I'm not wildcarding in 6, but just pull the trigger on it if push comes to shove and I'm not happy with my team. So yeah, we'll see how things go there. I wanted to now just kind of reflect a little bit on my previous season. So I'll pause there for a moment. And what I want to do is just show you that in the previous season, so 23-24 season, around this sort of time, I did not have a very good rank at all. So let me just show you how things went down. So game week 4, as you can see over here, and those that are audio listeners, just really quickly, this was the team that had Pickford in goal, getting a 1-pointer game week 4 season. Game week 4 in the previous season. And then we had the likes of like Walker, Stupinian and Chilwell in defence. And, you know, Foden was doing really well. And so I had Foden team. And crazy, I had Nico Jackson in my forward line as well. But I scored, despite scoring about 74 points, the safety score was really high. And my rank at the time was 2.7 million. And so I didn't do very well at the beginning of the season. In fact, for the first 10 game weeks, I don't remember doing very well at all. And so I went through my camera roll and found some of these screenshots, and I just wanted to share them with you really quickly to just, you know, show you that you can have, yes, you can have a terrible season, but you can also make up the points as well. So I don't know exactly what the total of points were around this sort of time. I think it was about 200 and something. But, you know, just to show you game week 5 as well. So game week 5, I had a massive red arrow. My safety score was 45 points and I got a total of 30 points. And really disappointed in, you know, and I had a really good side as well. And it was probably should have been a good game week. But I dropped down to 4.3 mil. And so I've had really very much a roller coaster, actually. Once again, you know, it was a roller coaster season for the first at least 10 game weeks or so, where I was bouncing anywhere between 2 point something mil to 4 mil to, I think the highest or the lowest I got to was about 4.7 mil or something like that by about game week 7 or 8. And I think it wasn't around until game week 9 or 10 when I started to play differently. I decided to not look at a lot of data and start playing with my heart a little bit more, making some gut calls. And that's when things changed, you know, drastically for me. And all of a sudden, you know, I started to make up the ranks, and I just wanted to skip over to from game week 4-5 to game week 38. And so I finished last season on just over 64K overall. So it just goes to show that you can go from something like 4 to 5 million in the early stages of the season to, yeah, finishing in the top 100K. It can be done. And yeah, it just comes down to how you play. I think my attitude changed as well. So I just wanted to take a moment to mention that, you know, I I looked at it as a challenge. Like a lot of managers, I imagine, probably would have thought about deleting their team, sitting at sort of 4 million. And especially like in my case, where the season prior to that, so in my second season, which was the 22-23 season, I finished 2.5K in the world. So to then, you know, go into the following season sitting at 4.3 mil, I wasn't feeling good. And yeah, I was really unhappy about it. That's when I also started my YouTube channel as well. So yeah, I was like sharing my entire FPL season journey with you, the highs and lows. There was a lot of highs and lows. There was a lot of swearing as well. So whilst I've got that slightly tempered because I'm having slightly better game weeks this season, yeah, it was pretty challenging last season, just kind of staying on top of that. And so if it wasn't for the wonderful FPL community, all of you that had been tuning into my videos on a regular basis and giving me the encouragement and the motivation, I probably would have struggled throughout the rest of the season. But no, I changed tact entirely, decided to use it as a challenge and motivate myself to just try and do better each game week and treat, you know, the season in like game weeks of like 2 to 3 game weeks at a time rather than planning too far ahead. And yeah, it made a massive difference. So if you're looking for a little bit of inspiration, take this as inspiration that you can go from this time last season where I was, you know, 2.7 million, and then the following game week five, to 4.3 million, to finishing the season at 64K and being in that top 100K mark. It can be done. So, you know, challenge to you guys, if you're not doing very well at the moment, you know, turn it around, you can do it. And just putting positive energy out there for you so you can, you know, have a really good end to the season. And there's so many more game weeks to go. There's a whole 34 game weeks to go. So you've got this. So a little bit of encouragement there for you. Moving on to my game week 5 bus team. So at the moment, I'm thinking about just rolling my transfer. If anything, the only thing that I'll probably change is putting the captaincy from Haaland onto Salah. Although what we've seen from Haaland this season so far is absolutely phenomenal. And I wouldn't put it past Haaland to get a couple of goals against Arsenal as well. He's just that good. So whilst I've got my captaincy on Salah, and they would have played, you know, 3 games in just over a week as well. Same as City as well, I guess. But I'm just not feeling super confident with my captaincy on Salah. But I'll probably leave it there just because Arsenal's defense is so elite as well. So I think from that perspective, I'd be quite happy to leave the captaincy on Salah and put my vice captaincy on Haaland and hope for the best there. As mentioned, I'm not really changing anything else either. So for the audio listeners, I've got Henderson in goal. I've got Porro, Trent and Robinson in my defense. I've got Jota, Rodgers, Smith Rowe and Salah captain in the mid. I've then got Haaland, Isak and João Pedro in my forward line with my bench consisting of Bentley, Gabriel, Winks and Johnson. So that's currently what I'm thinking. I am a little bit cautious about Isak and João Pedro being flagged. And of course, I think the flagging for João Pedro is very much to do with the previous game, like so game week 4 flag that that was on him. And he's probably going to be back for the following game week. Isak, however, I'm not feeling super confident about. You know, Newcastle have not been great away in general. And so, yeah, I'm not sure. If anything, I would be tempted to make a transfer over here. And at the moment, I don't really have anyone in mind other than maybe Watkins, maybe even Vardy. So Vardy's got some really good, so Leicester's got some really good, game weeks coming up. I think between game week 6 and 9, there's some good opportunities there. And obviously Vardy, you know, had a goal as well. So I'm all up for the Vardy party. I don't have enough funds to go Isak to Watkins at the moment. So not sure if I'll do that. We'll see how it goes. But otherwise, yeah, this is what my game week 5 bus team looks like and what I'll probably moving forward with. Let's see. I just wanted to share a quick sort of team overview and also just a jammy grin as well. Look, I'm really happy with how my season has started so far. And just wanted to do a quick sort of team overview for context. So overall points sitting at 321 points. Overall rank currently sitting at 18.5-ish K. Still very tightly packed. Everything is still very tightly packed. In fact, if I show you really quickly in terms of how tightly packed everything is. So I'm close to 10K, which is only 4 points away. However, you know, 100K is only minus 14 points and 500K is only 31 points. So that's not much. That's the difference between captaincy. That's the difference between one or two good picks. And in my case, this week it was, you know, Gabrielle jammy points coming off the bench, 15 pointer. So, yep, those 15 points could be, yeah, something that comes your way as well. So very tightly packed in at the moment. So rest assured you can definitely make that up. I've only got one free transfer, not ideal. Not much money left in the bank. So as I mentioned, I can't go from Isak to Watkins with one move. So unfortunately, can't really do much about that. So that's pretty much it. Team value, not that high, but it's okay. I'm managing and yeah, I'm sure it'll be okay. We'll see how things go. So that's it, folks. Thank you for tuning in to my Game Week 4 review. I really do appreciate your support. Please do like and subscribe. Let me know how your Game Week 4 went as well and what you're thinking about Game Week 5. I love receiving your messages. I'll always respond to you as well. So let me know how you did. And if you have any comments or feedback for my videos or my streams, please do let me know as well. But otherwise, take it easy. Enjoy the UCL this week. And hopefully I'll see you ahead of the Game Week 5 deadline. Take care. Thanks again. All the best.